Husband with Alzheimer's remarries wife after forgetting they are married, I was over the moon. By Amy Furr on June 25, 2021. A 54-year-old Connecticut woman named Lisa Marshall knows without a doubt that her beloved husband is her soulmate. She has been the caretaker for her husband, Peter Marshall, since the moment he was diagnosed with early-onset Alzheimer's in 2018, according to People. The disease is known as the most common form of dementia and affects one's memory, thinking, and behavior, the Johns Hopkins Medicine website read. "I didn't know anything about Alzheimer's," Lisa said of Peter being diagnosed when he was 53. "It was something you get when you're 80. I was ignorant about it. I didn't know anything at all. I knew cognitively he was slipping quick, but I was in denial." While caring for her husband, she has documented their journey on a Facebook page, "Oh Hello Alzheimer's." The couple, who have been married for 12 years, persevered through many difficulties thanks to the strength of their love. Last year, when they watched a wedding scene on television, Peter asked his wife to marry him, forgetting they were already married. "I said, 'Do what?'" And he pointed to the TV, to the scene of this wedding, and I said, "Do you want to get married?" He said yes and had this huge grin on his face, Lisa recalled, adding, "He doesn't know that I'm his wife. I'm just his favorite person." She was thrilled with the idea of walking down the aisle again with her beloved, and on April 26th, they renewed their vows surrounded by friends and family. "There wasn't a dry eye, and I was over the moon," Lisa commented. "I hadn't seen Peter that happy in a long time." Lisa's daughter, Sarah Bryant, owns a wedding planning business and helped organize the event. "I knew that my stepdad, who I am very close with, was there through some of the toughest times of my life," she said. "He means so much to me, and my mom is my best friend, so I was proud to be able to take on such an important role." Speaking of her wedding, Lisa said, "I'm the luckiest girl in the world, I get to do it twice."